Township.
Call order, Town of Brule, regular meeting, July 10th, 2017. Mr. Andre, could you please lead us in the pledge?
My pleasure, lead.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Welcome, everyone. As you can see, your second page in these packets, we have public comments. These are rules that were adopted in 2004. Everyone will have 5 minutes to talk. So we'll try to adhere to that so it doesn't get into a long, lengthy process. First thing is approval of minutes for the regular meeting of June 12, 2017. Minutes are in your packages.
I so move, we accept them.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Any public comments? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports. First thing we on under public works, there's nothing there. I just want to make you guys aware. I sent out an email to you guys about Eileen Street and the culvert sizes that we're looking into. So we're continuing. Shane's got a bid from the parish to look at it. Tom and I talked today about the legalities we're going to continue on. Maybe talk to the property owners to see about moving on those four or five homes. Next month's meeting will be a lot more detail, and we'll be able to make a move on it. So that's all I have on public works, unless Shane, you got anything else?
No.
Anybody?
I talked to Shane about that the other day.
Okay. All right, next, Planning and Zoning Committee. First, consider preliminary plat showing a re-subdivision of lots 1 and 2 of the Adonis Thibodeau Air property into lots BD1 and BD2, located in Section 56, Township 7, South, Range 12, East Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Brule, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, for Oscar and Mary Denham. Cletus, you want to...
Good evening. How are you doing? Cletus Langwall, Pot Engineers and Surveyors. I'm here to represent the Denhams tonight. Of course, this is just our preliminary plat approval. What we're asking for is the actual approval of the way the lots and the servitude is laid out. Once we get that approval from y'all, then we'll come back with plans for putting in the roadway and, you know, utilities.
On the Scott, I'll share and I'll Cletus, you may know, the sewer on that. I know we ran that line to alleviate that issue we had up front. Is that line going to stay like it is, or is that a line you can tie into, or do they have to run it out to Lava?
Well, I'm not sure where the sewer is going to go.
Right.
Just recommendation of Roy is to come from Live Oak.
Okay.
And feed it from Live Oak.
Stay out of that line.
That forced main.
It's Live Oak's a gravity. Yeah.
If you look right here, Shane, on here, that we show a servitude here.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of like the reason we're doing this now is kind of getting it officially on a map. Y'all had like an actual written document. Now you have a map to go with it.
I'm no engineer, but
I saw they wanted to do.
No, we're coming out. We're going to come out to
okay.
And you guys, correct me if I'm
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, that's a force main. We want to go to gravity.
Yeah, and the force main requires special kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Roy said they cause a lot of problems, and it's just not.
We don't want food to force main.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions? Question. Okay. Can I have a motion to consider this preliminary plat? Moved by Mr. Andre.
A second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Anybody in the audience? Public comment? No comment? Anybody on the council comments? Roll call, you think? Still a roll call vote.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Thank you all.
Preliminary plat's been accepted for that. Next on the agenda, consider preliminary plat of River Mill Reserve, third filing, lots 24 through 49, zero lot line residential development, being tract X-4-A-1-A and tract X-4-A-1-B. A-2-A, portions of additions to Sinclair Plantation, located in sections 15 and 16, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeastern Land District, west of the Mississippi River, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for Ace Holdings LLC. This is the River Mill third filing that's been discussed for a long time. Preliminary plat was approved previously, but due to time constraints, that approval was no longer valid, so we had to start the process back. So, Mr. Tatum?
Sure. Good evening. I'm Jim Tatum with Tatum Engineering, and as the mayor mentioned, we've been working on this project for quite some time now, and when we were before this this council a month ago, it was discovered that their time lapse issues had entered into the approval process, so we were advised through the town's legal counsel to reapply to the Planning Commission, which we did, and we were heard by them on June 28th, unanimously approved by the Planning Commission, and so we're back here before you tonight to ask for the council level approval of the preliminary plat. And I'll be nothing on the plat has changed since our last approval, which at that time included creating some green space on the northern end of the site to address some of the concerns that the neighbors had voiced. And really, other than aside from that one change, everything's consistent with what we had submitted before. We've been through the construction plan preparation phase. We've been through the drainage impact, revised drainage impact analysis phase, and I believe that we satisfied the requirements of the town engineer on those two items. So as far as this preliminary plat approval process goes tonight, we're a little bit ahead of the game. I'd be glad to answer any questions, address any concerns, and ask for your support for this approval. Thank you. Also, one other thing, Donnie Gyro's here with us tonight, who is the owner of the property and the development. So if you have any specific development questions, he's available. Thank you.
Council, do you guys have anything, Mr. Tatum? I mean, this has been, we've all been pretty well versed in everything that's here, so I didn't. Hey, thanks, Mr. Tatum.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions or concerns?
Yeah, I have a comment. First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving us the documentation we requested, the study and whatnot. And according to the plot plan, I went over it, and the only thing I really found was it was out is, and of course, you have approximately 200 feet for the street lights, and both of them, they only put a plan to put two. One's about 210 if you use half the first initial lot, and the other one's about 250 if you use half the last lot. So they're not in compliance with the street lights, unless approximately is less than 20 feet. So, you know, there's a lot of questions we have. He brought up stormwater. I've yet to have anyone tell me what raising the level with that weir and that pond 0.7 of a foot, and I went out there, measured the culvert, and looked at where the culvert is. If you call the bottom of the culvert the inlet culvert, or the exit, I'm sorry, the outlet culvert, zero, then the inlet culverts are approximately 7 inches. Okay, so now you're going to raise that an additional 0.7 of a foot, which is going to add about 1.4 million gallons of water to that pond. At 8.34 pounds a gallon, you're increasing a ton of head pressure. Well, no one's told, there's no mechanical device to pump into that pond. And I'd like to know if there's anything been done, and I looked through all the studies, to compensate for the additional head pressure, because sooner or later that's going to equalize sometime down the line, and water's not going to flow that way. I also want to clarify a statement that I made to Mr. Gyro. When I said during the Planning Commission meeting, and I said, I don't know what kind of deal you and Joey Norman worked out, I didn't mean as a bribe or a payoff. You know, this development came along, and if you read the initial development, their storm study, I'm sorry, the one conducted in 2002, there's no mention of a river mill, only a commercial development and Brule Oaks. No mention whatever. In fact, in their study, it says the commercial development is going to border the retention pond. Now you've got what initially was going to be townhomes in the front, and then we went to this zero lot line, and then we came in with another, what is it, 20-something houses on 3.4 acres. There's nothing that goes back and figures in the effects of the first or second filing in their drain water study on this third filing. It's like it's an independent study, like that's the only homes we built. Okay. But again, I just want you to know I didn't mean bribe or anything like that. I don't mean no offense. You know, Commissioner Lemoyne, during the Planning and Zoning Commission's meeting, I think he summed our feelings up. He said the reason we're getting it is because they didn't want it on their side. That's why he got the 7-year sentence of being on the board. So he came to every meeting to fight it and fight it, so the commercial and everything else got pushed over on our side. But it's okay for us, you know, to have it, but he didn't want it in his own self. But, you know, to say he's having a sentence and he's doing this out of whatever, I don't think he needs to be on the board. You know, this whole thing, it goes about this, I don't care what y'all say. It's been rezoned. It wasn't mentioned in the original zone. This is a new development. And according to the town ordinances and the stormwater study of 2007, Ordinance 2, you have to have retention. That's all we're asking, for them to do what is said in the ordinances to have retention. You know, we'd like a little more buffer between us. You know, this proposed landscaped area and all that, that's nice. But how would you like to be sitting in your backyard and have a car within 3 feet of you? You know, we don't want that. No, I don't. I don't want it. We initially, when we started having these problems, I talked to Mr. Gyro on the side. Paul and Jim Tatum talked, and they said, yeah, that can be done. That could be done. They had to move a few things. We thought we were going to get it. All we want is a swale, something that's going to keep backwater from coming on us, and a little buffer off our property. I'm not going to lie about it. I don't want to be up here every day, man, arguing with y'all. You know, I'll go out and drink a beer with y'all all y'all want. If Ms. Bourgeois needs a grass cut or something, I'm happy to do it. I don't want to be like Kim Lamorne. I don't want to have a 7-year sentence.
You don't want to protect Ms. Bourgeois?
Well, you need your grass cut, Shane? You know I do it, man. I ain't got no problem doing it. Only because I like your daddy. But anyway.
Gifted by association.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this, you know? I want to protect my property value, and I want to know that should a hurricane, a storm, or whatever come through, because I fought water in my house twice, I don't want it. And basically, that's all I have to say. But I will say this, and I think y'all know me. I'm going to fight it to the end if I got to. So.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Kim?
Kim Lemoyne, 422 West Main Street. The property across from my house was residential. You just can't come in here and change property to commercial. You just can't do it. You know, you can. That's where I fought the commercial. They moved it to the other side where no residents was over there. No residents at all.
John, just.
No residents was on that side. So that's why they moved it over there. Mr. Gyro, Mr. Tatum, they moved that over there. I got residential there now. I didn't fight that. My house been there for 60 years. It was Canefield, then it was residential. Okay? That's why I fought the commercial. I did not build that house next to commercial. These guys, that was already commercial when they built their subdivision. They got more drainage problems than on the south side. The north side got plenty problems with drainage. So y'all need to check into that. Previous mayor knew that too. That's when the first house on next to the pond put a culvert on the servitude. And I want to know how many of y'all that live in that subdivision violated the ordinance by putting stuff on the servitude, the drainage servitude, fences. That's why it ain't draining.
Thank you, Tim. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have a few comments I'd like to make, too. I know we've been doing this dance, but I want to talk specifically about this preliminary plat that's before us tonight. And I want to say, you know, what I witnessed a couple weeks ago or a week ago, I don't even know how to, 2 weeks ago, I don't even know how to describe it. It was quite a show. We watched the Planning and Zoning Commission approve this preliminary plat for this development, and it's inconceivable that they could have properly reviewed this as reports, as drawings, as photos were being brought out from different rooms during the meeting. So here we stand today with council to vote on something that was approved by a committee that couldn't even define its purpose or role when I asked. A committee that has members who are sentenced there unpaid for 7 years. So all I request tonight is that you honestly, seriously, and thoughtfully, which I know you will, hear the concerns placed before you by all my neighbors and myself, that you take charge of this community, of what you want to see, of the vision you have for Brule. If not now, then when? We've heard, oh, that gets dealt with later, that gets dealt with here or there. If not now, then when? If not all of you, then who? So first of all, I want to give credit where credit is due. Mayor Rhodes, I want to thank you very much so for your staff, for producing the preliminary plat, for providing the backup sheets, for what you've done. This is something that we were told by past administrations didn't exist, it was not done. So I'm very pleased to see that you've done it, and a man of your word on that, and I appreciate that. So credit where credit is due, well done. I also want to thank you for finding the infamous original drainage study, the one that we've heard so much about for 2 years that we requested day and day and day, and we're always, oh, it's great, it exists, it proves that everything was good. Well, we finally received a copy of that last week, and I thank you again for that. And this study does nothing but reinforce the concerns of the development as currently presented. It does not address stormwater within it. There's nothing on this plat, you can look at it 20 times, there's nothing on there about drainage, there's nothing on there about stormwater. This is clearly a new development, which wasn't conceived of 15 years ago when the original study was performed in 2002. That study is correctly titled, Brule Oaks Subdivision, a Residential Neighborhood, and the Oaks, a Commercial Development. Brule Oaks, 83 single-family homes on nearly 44 acres. A commercial development with a promised big box grocery store that will have, quote, a stormwater management area along its western boundary. Where is that? That's not there now. We put development in between and now we want to put more. It will serve as a buffer between the residential and commercial portions of this development, this stormwater management area, and will, quote, be sized to accommodate flows from Brule Oaks Subdivision and the Oaks. No mention of River Mill. How could it? It wasn't part of the plan. It wasn't part of the study. It's interesting to note, too, that one of the main issues that we're talking about, which is drainage over and over, was not included in the preliminary plat. Item 8, existing drainage. This was added to the discussion by Mr. Sheridan in his notes. There's nothing on the original plat. And it's not fair to say this is just the same as everything that was conceived before for residential development. It has almost four times as many homes per acre. It's 60% impervious as compared to the existing residential development, which is around 35, including new development such as Orleans Quarters. And even the mall area itself with its parking lot and everything is at 80%. So this is clearly a much higher impervious area that will impact stormwater in a different way. So if I refer you to Chapter 19 of the Planning and Development Regulations, we have the guiding principles. All decisions shall be based on what's in the best interest of the town of Brule. The town of Brule is now and desires to remain a primarily residential community for single-family residences. 1916, the preliminary plat approval, section 8A8. No preliminary plat shall be issued for construction on any lot greater than 1 acre, and no construction shall be started on any lot greater than 1 acre that shall result in pervious surface being changed to impervious surface unless the construction provisions include stormwater detention. 1918E1G, the volume of water to be detained from all subdivisions exceeding a half acre shall be that of the 25-year storm. Notice the common words there, detention and detained. Nothing in this plot. So what should we demonstrate? Typical practice of care is that we demonstrate that on-site measures mitigate stormwater risk to upstream, downstream, and neighboring properties. How can even this, a preliminary plat that's missing such an important feature as stormwater detention, be approved? What's most frustrating to me is all of this is unnecessary. We know how to do this right. There's no engineering or urban planning challenge here. Contain the stormwater within the development. Vote no tonight. Send the message that we want to do this right. Why should we settle for less?
Thank you, sir. Any other comments from the audience? One? Okay, after, let's see, I started this in January. This has been going on since January, so I think we've all been versed on drainage studies, engineering requests, requirements, engineering opinions, preliminary plats, ordinances. So I think we have a fair knowledge of what's at stake tonight. So just to let you know, use your best judgment on all the information you have and the facts. Anybody else in public hearing? Tom, is that considered a public hearing, what we just had?
I think so.
Okay, so do I have a motion to consider the preliminary plat? Only the preliminary.
Yeah, you going to close
before we move?
Here.
Yes, I have a question, Tom. On what Mr. Pritchard said in regards to the street lighting.
Let me.
I think that comes on a construction plan.
Yeah, let me make something clear. You've had a lot of discussion about things, but I think there's confusion about what a preliminary plat is. Part of the problem is because we've had to go back to start again, just because the preliminary plat that was originally approved in December of 2015 timed out. Times out after 3 months. You can, if requested, get 1 3-month extension for a maximum of 6 months between approval of the preliminary plat and presentation and approval of construction plans. When they came forward with the construction plans back in the winter, February or whatever, I discovered and looked at it, hey, wait a minute. They don't have, you know, they timed out on the preliminary plat that was approved a year and a half ago. So we had to resubmit that. Preliminary plat only needs to show, if you look down the 21 things on the checklist, it has to show how they plan to divide up the property, but it does not require anything in terms of drainage. All it requires is existing drainage be shown on there. So all the other issues about street lighting, detention, those are properly to be considered when construction plans come before you if you all decide to approve the preliminary plat tonight. Okay? They don't get the opportunity to present construction plans until the preliminary plat is approved. But all those other issues about detention, lighting, there are all sorts of other things that have to be dealt with in construction plans.
One thing too, in a normal course, we wouldn't have even seen those construction plans at this point. We wouldn't even know what their plans were. We would be looking at that only. So tonight, you need to think about that.
There's been a lot of discussion necessarily because things have happened, I don't want to say out of sequence, but
Kind of, sort of.
Okay? And so there will be a repeat, I'm sure, of a lot of the discussions when construction plans, if the preliminary plat's approved, there'll be a whole lot of repeat and maybe some addition to discussions about what the construction plan should or shouldn't have in it. Okay? But really, preliminary plat...
So this will come up again. They'll present the construction plans, we'll do the checklist just like normal, and then we'll vote on it again, have a public hearing. And
to be clear about it, the ordinance says construction plans come to the mayor and then to you all. Construction plans will not get heard by the
Planning Commission.
I hate to argue, but number 19, the preliminary plat checks, I'd be glad to show it to you. Mr. Saradet labeled it F, and if you read F on the drawings, that's where I got the information about the streetlights. I'll be more than happy to bring it up right up to you right now.
No, I'm not talking about the streetlights.
That's okay. That's all right, Tom.
You said lighting.
It says existing structures, including streetlights.
Yeah, okay.
And I just want to be clear, Mr. Mayor, I agree with you that I've restricted my comments, and council should be aware of that, to that plat before you.
Right.
I didn't talk about any studies that would be part of the construction, because this is a new preliminary plat. The process is restarted. My comments were about this preliminary plat and its deficiency, not about anything else.
Any other public comment? All right, we'll close the public hearing. We'll move on to, do we have a motion to consider a preliminary plat for River Mill Reserve, third filing?
Mayor, I have two questions. Were all items on the checklist for a preliminary plat approval there? You and Shane went over?
Yes.
One other question, does preliminary plat meet the subdivision regulations according to our engineers?
Yes.
I move we recommend approval of preliminary plat.
Say we have a motion.
Approve the preliminary plat.
Motion by Mr. Niesler to approve the preliminary plat. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
A second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any other comments? Do a roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre?
No.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
No.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
No.
Okay, so preliminary plat is not approved. All right. Consideration, consider variance request 1603 Orleans Quarters, Michael Hebert, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence. So this is the blanket approval we did years back to build a fence in Orleans Quarters. They just want to put it on the servitude. Public hearing open. Anybody in the public? Public hearing closed. Anybody on the council have any questions? I need a motion. Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Richard. Let's do roll call since we're on a roll call roll.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
All right, so that variance request is passed. All right, on the Finance Committee, I don't have anything unless you guys have any. Rusty, anything? Personnel Committee, consider hiring a police officer. Jonathan? Come on in here, Crip.
I'm doing. All right. Mine's a little easier. I said we hired Danielle Mitchell as a regular staff employee approximately 2 months ago to work in the office. She's been doing real good. So we'll have the police academy starting Monday if we get her approved tonight as a hiring her on as a police officer. She's passed her matrix drug screen. Everything's good. She's done outstanding so far. So I'd like to make a recommendation we hire her as a police officer.
We have all the tests and everything?
Everything's good.
Requirements?
She did real good on all of them. So she'll be starting Monday in Baton Rouge at the Carter Police Academy, if approved.
How many weeks?
12, 14 weeks.
So we won't have her here work?
No, ma'am, unfortunately we won't.
Okay, you have a motion to hire Danielle as police
officer? Same pay and everything she's making right now. No change in anything. But
so we got a motion by Mr. Richard and second by Ms. Bourgeois. Anybody from public? Any public comment?
Speak up now, you know, about 12 weeks your bell will arrest you for what you're saying.
I don't want to lose her at the bank.
You're gone. Lost it. You lost
it. I went to school with her. I think she would do well.
Wait, hold on. Mike. Come on up.
I'm Michael Abear. I went to school with her. I think she would do real well.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. So we have a motion and a second to hire new police officer Danielle Mitchell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? For those of you who don't know, that's Danielle in the back.
Welcome aboard, Danielle.
Welcome, Danielle, as a police officer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah. And so far, she's done well. We like having her around.
She's been a blessing.
Yeah. All right, next on the agenda, we have Recreation Committee. We have anything there? Anybody? You know what? We forgot to get the state teams in here. I will do that next meeting. Police Committee? Terry, got anything? No?
Everything good.
Governmental Affairs? Nothing?
Not this time.
Consideration of vetoed ordinances? We don't have any. Hearing and final action? No, we don't have any. Introduction of ordinances? Ordinance number 4 of 2017, Chapter 19, rezoning 438 East Main Street. We just need to introduce that ordinance there.
I'll do that, because that's going from commercial to residential.
Actually, technically going from B1,
transition to
R3,
single
family resident.
That's the red house on Main Street, red brick house.
Everything around it is R3.
It's all residential, and that's right on Main Street.
Most everything on Main Street.
I think they used to have a transition.
There was a little office.
Beauty parlor or something, yeah.
It used to be a tech.
Yeah. So Ms. Joanne introduced that ordinance. Ms. Bourgeois. Resolutions, commendations, I don't have anything. Police Department? Are you up? Jonathan, you up again?
Oh, we got a report, yep.
Excuse me. Okay, for the month of June, 911 hang up, 3 alarms, 5 assist to other departments, had 5 public assists, 12 disturbance calls, 19 insurance tows, 1 suspicious person, 3 traffic accidents, 1 traffic complaint, 1 warrant arrest, 5 damage to properties, 3 battery calls, which is like a fight, not a car battery. Had 3 unlocks, 3 fireworks. To keep in mind, that is the June report. Wasn't July 4th yet, so we have a ton of those for July. 1 illegal carrying of a weapon. Had 10 miscellaneous civil calls, is people going through divorces calling on each other. And let's see, I made 87 total complaints, 129 citations, 185 violations.
Thank you, Mr. LaFoe. Keep it
Thank
up.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Correspondence, I don't think we have anything. Mayor's report. I want to thank Ms. Bourgeois for taking over my reign while I was out last week. Thank Blaine and the staff. Shane, for Blaine's my right hand, Shane's my left hand, so they know what to do when I'm gone. But anyway, I want to thank them and the staff for taking over while I was out for a week. Second thing, Blaine and I and Patricia will attend the LMA convention, the state convention in Shreveport at the end of the month. We attended ribbon cutting at Evolve and Efenton Photography. Blaine and Ms. Joanne and myself were there. So we got a new business. Two new businesses that opened up. That's all I have on the mayor's report. Did I miss anything? Remarks of personal privilege? Mr. Kim?
What's the status of the levy top motor vehicles and the signs?
I received from Kevin they're trying to keep all the signs on the levy top from Port Allen all the way through the parish consistent. They're not going to throw up a sign and say no motor vehicles in Brule. So they got a design on some signs with some signage and the wording, and they're working on that. But they did get an architect design, and as soon as that comes in, and they'll start, I guess, printing the signs. I'm not sure what they're going to put up there. So that is in process.
Okay.
Right. Yes, Ms. Rosen?
I have a question. And it was brought up in the last administration about the culverts on the right-of-way, those town right-of-ways. I know the last administration didn't want to do it, but it's so nice when you see all a street that has all the culverts all the ditches covered, and then here's the right-of-way, this long right-of-way with no culverts. Is the town ever going to think about putting those culverts?
Well, I've never really thought about that. But what we are talking about, and Shane Andre talked to Shane Saradet this week, we're looking at a 10-year drainage idea. Just to see how we can improve the drainage in some areas, especially our older developed areas that have some smaller culverts that are not regulation anymore, maybe removing those. We have that in process now. I never really entertained that. I guess we could. And see, from a legal standpoint, you run into the deal of spending private money on public property. Now, if it's a right-of-way and if
public,
it's a town...
Public money on private
property. Yeah, that's what I meant.
And there's some areas where there's a public assumption that there's a right-of-way, but there actually
isn't,
on an older road is not.
Yeah.
So be careful of that.
Yeah, so that there's a little more legal stuff to that than us just throwing culverts in the right of way and making it all pretty, so.
Well, I would like to see, especially on Live Oak, you got all of them that are practically all with their culverts in the ditches. And it would be nice, you know, because that's an older subdivision. I don't know what the...
Are you talking about like the side ditch that runs from Live Oak back to the cane field?
Yeah.
No, along Live Oak, they've got some stub outs that go between houses.
Right. That's right.
700 feet that nobody really owns. It's right of ways for us. We maintain. Right. A lot of times we just let the citizens maintain and they use them. But it is pieces that if... Say Shane would go measure for their culverts, that's not on their property. Right. So we can look at.
And we can look into that.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. It just makes it look so much neater.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. No more remarks of personal privilege. Announcements. Landmark and Heritage Meeting on July 17th at 6:30. And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Moved by Mr. Reshark.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting's adjourned.
All right. Big time.